Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We've been talking about the nexus of the CIA and Hollywood, how they use Hollywood to propagandize people, how they attack and assassinate journalists and screenwriters who expose criminal actions. And of course, there's a story that is just breaking. It was some British documentarians doing a film, The Writer with No Hands. It turns out that a well-known screenwriter in Hollywood nearly 20 years ago disappeared just as he was about to reveal the real reasons for the invasion of Panama. Somebody who had very, very close ties with the CIA, who had traveled extensively with the CIA, especially to Panama. Perhaps he really did know what was going on. Nevertheless, this is the guy who turned up a year later after he disappeared. His car was underwater. His hands had been cut off, and there were many aspects of his disappearance that were suspicious. But, of course, that seems to be par for the course. We've seen that happen with Michael Hastings as well. I wanted to go over a couple of news articles that are on Infowars.com, and we're going to go back to your calls. The number is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-ALEX. It's a different number on Sundays than it is through the week. We're also going to talk this hour about jury nullification and how it is showing up in the trial of the person accused of running Silk Road. But right now there's some headlines up, and I think this is a very positive thing. See, if you think it is, you can call us and let us know. We've got Chuck Norris now raising red flags over Monsanto's glyphosates. That's Roundup is the popular term for that. I think this is a very positive thing because typically people who are conservatives, people who are on the right, don't typically pay attention to health issues. It's sad that they don't. Usually it's people that, if you look at the traditional left-right spectrum, it's usually people on the left who are more concerned about the quality and the purity of food. But, of course, Chuck Norris is somebody who is not only coming from a conservative standpoint, but he's somebody who pays a lot of attention to health issues, exercising and taking care of himself. There's also a story up on Infowars.com. There is no inflation unless you eat food, use water, live in a house, get sick, go to school, or do taxes. Yeah, there's some – the government's figures say that we're not seeing inflation, and yet if you look at the very figures that they have in there, even they mix the data around, massage it to get a number, an overall number that looks good. But if you look at specifics in there, we see things like food at home are up 3.7%, food away from home up 3%, meat 12.7% increase, eggs 10.7%, milk 5.2%. So food and things that you're buying at the retail level are seemingly going up, even though we know, and I filed a report on this last Friday on the nightly news, even though we know that commodities are in a severe decline globally, and that's part of a decline in the global economy. We've also seen reports last week that the World Bank is saying that in spite of the fall in oil, they don't expect to see the global economy recover. I think that's the real story behind the fall of the oil, something that people are not looking at, even though we know that the Saudis are manipulating the price of oil in order to get control of the oil market again, take it away from domestic manufacturers, the shale industry, the fracking industry that came up. They have a much higher cost of production than the Saudis do, so they can take it down below $50 a barrel, which they believe is the break-even point for the shale. They can take it down to 40 or even lower because most people believe the Saudis' cost is $20 per barrel. So even at $40 a barrel, which is well under the cost of the new fracking suppliers, they're still doubling their money. They're still operating at 100% profit. They've been operating just 6 months ago. We had prices that were over $100 per barrel. They were making a 500, 600% profit off of their oil. So they can easily live for a while with a 100% profit while they drive their domestic competitors out of business, put the screws on the Russian economy. But even that isn't going to help us in the long run. It's not going to – that's not the real fundamental problem with all this. The real fundamental problem is that the global economy is so weak that all they have to do is keep production at the levels they were, and they can drop the price by 50% in just a couple of months. Stay with us. We're going to be right back taking your calls at 877-789-ALEX. We'll be right back.
Seoul 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, January 18th, 2015. We've been talking about the latest revelations about the NSA, what they're up to from Snowden, saying that mass surveillance was only phase zero. Phase three is total dominance, total control, offensive attacks, taking down infrastructure. That's real war, folks. That's not just spying on people and taking them to court because you're misconstruing what they're saying online. That is something we should all be very concerned about. And, of course, we also have some other articles up at InfoWars.com. One of them, we had some interesting comments from Liam Neeson, somebody who makes his living with guns on the screen, showing himself taking vengeance as a vigilante. And, of course, his latest movie, Taken 3, which is, I think, if you look at an internet movie database, imdb.com, it's got the lowest ratings of any movie that is currently in the theaters right now, the lowest critical ratings. After his remarks about how every week we're picking up a newspaper and seeing yet another few kids have been killed in schools, essentially blaming the shootings in Paris on America's Second Amendment. We have an article up on InfoWars.com. Firearms manufacturer says that they regret providing guns for his latest movie, Taken 3, after his anti-gun remarks. This is a company called Para USA. They put on their Facebook page, they regret their decision to provide firearms for the use in the film, asserting that the actor's statements undermined support of the Second Amendment as well as American liberties. But how could you look at a situation like this where somebody is able to go through and shoot the town up because nobody in France has guns? Why would you draw the conclusion that therefore we ought to get rid of our guns and become like France? When only the government has guns, then basically you have paved the way for a government tyranny, and you've made it possible that only the criminals are going to have guns. It certainly didn't stop these guys who shot up Paris to have gun control in France. It just assured that there wasn't going to be any honest person there who could stand up and stop it until the police got there, or at least delay what was happening. And, of course, the law-abiding citizens are going to be made criminals if they try to protect themselves. Let's go to your calls right now. We've got Steve in Pennsylvania. You said there was a Second Amendment rally that you want to talk about. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, we're having a Second Amendment rally. It's called Starve the Wolf, Defend the Flock.
And, yeah, I guess if we have a nation of sheep, they're going to be ruled by wolves. So that's the name of your rally. Where is it?
It's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's right across the street.
Are you rallying against some proposed legislation that's coming in Pennsylvania?
Not as of right now, mm-hmm. because we have... Oh, my phone's being stupid right now. I can hardly hear you.
Okay.
Let me get back to the speaker. We're having a rally because of Tom Wolf's anti...
Well, we're having trouble getting him. I think he's having his phone break up. Let's go to Brett in Canada. Brett, you wanted to talk about American Sniper. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's right, Dave. I saw it last week, and man, was I furious. You know, I don't know what got me most irate, but that was probably the end. The last few seconds of the movie were just text saying Chris Kyle was murdered by this guy and blah, 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 blah. Well, I felt that was going to be the main portion of the film. Mm-hmm. What happened to him after the war, you know, with Kraft being a millionaire, mm-hmm. All of his involvement, the murder, conspiracy, kind of, you know, what's going on there. But none of that was really touched. It seemed weird how they just dipped their toes into all these issues and didn't really go anywhere with it.
You know, there was an interesting...
It really felt like it.
Yeah, there was an interesting review that The Atlantic had. This is someone named Megan Garber. One of the things that she said was that they really kind of just focused on his internal conflict and what he was going through without looking at all at the bigger picture about the politics of the war. She says that George Bush and Colin Powell are never named, neither is Saddam Hussein. We don't hear anything about weapons of mass destruction that they were looking for that didn't exist. We don't hear anything about oil being a part of it. We don't hear anything about George Bush's, quote, he tried to kill my dad. We don't hear any of that. And so she said, instead, the tensions here are microcosmic and personal, concerned with the conflicts that are inherent in his work that he repeatedly refers to as his job. Is that your take on it? They basically didn't talk about the why he was in Iraq?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was watching TV. All of a sudden, he sees some stuff go on, 9/11. Well, I better go down there and sign up. Cut to the recruiting station. And you know, it might as well not have been a movie about Chris Kyle. It should have just been a generic American Sniper. Mm-hmm. Just some guy, you know, he feels like he needs to go and do this. But why tell the Chris Kyle story and not tell the Chris Kyle story?
I guess when I looked at this review, and I haven't seen the movie yet, I saw the preview and I didn't want to go support this because I thought it was going to be a rah-rah, let's support the troops regardless of what they do. And if they don't talk about the cause of the war, then if you don't make a case for a just cause, for a just war, then you're just killing people. There's not any, if it doesn't have the right context, then I don't believe that it's justified. And to make a hero out of somebody who says, as she points out, he mentions in the movie, well, I just love war. And she said he describes the fact that he thought that killing people was fun. And, quote, I couldn't give a flying F about the Iraqis. I hate the damn savages. He said, she asked the question, is it really a sacrifice when you enjoy it? Is it really heroism if you're just motivated by enjoying killing people? What do you think? What's your take on this? Do they glorify the fact that he's just out there killing people without any context, without any reason?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was one of the opening scenes where there was a little boy, and he's going to pick up a weapon of some kind. He was going to have to shoot the kid, but as it turned out, didn't have to. And the guy next to him was kind of, you know, pumped for this. It was going to be, you know, a great shot. And they just kept on making him this huge hero. I forget what the what his nickname was, but they just kept on saying, you've killed so many people. This is fantastic. You know, you're our, I forget what the nickname was, but they looked up to him as this legend just because of how many, you know, innocent people he's killed.
Yeah, and there's some questions as to whether or not he elaborated on that or not. Certainly he wasn't beyond making things up about Jesse Ventura so he could sell his book, and that was something that a jury decided in a libel case. So when you look at this, And you look at recent movies that have come to light, the interview with Sony and so many of these, it looks like there is a deliberate manipulation, in my opinion, of the public. We know about that, but it's now coming out very frequently, very much in the open, that the CIA and the government is essentially influencing Hollywood and influencing, using movies to influence the public, using it as propaganda. The interview was simply a comedy propaganda. If you can take something as stupid and silly as the interview and use it as a serious propaganda agent, certainly you can take a serious movie about war and use that to propagandize the American public to think that, hey, you know, it's my tribe versus the other guys. My tribe, right or wrong. Whatever they tell me, I'll go do it. I don't need to have a reason to go to war. I'm just good at it, and I just enjoy it. So that makes it okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I didn't pay to see it.
That's good. That's good. All right, thanks. Let's go to Benny in Florida. Hang on, Benny. We're going to come back to you. We've got to take a break. We're going to come back with your calls. We've got Benny in Florida. We've got Lauren in Ohio. We got Sean in Austin. We're going to be right back to the Alex Jones Show.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, host today. We're going to be talking to Sean in Austin about American Sniper. He's just seen it. Going to comment on that as we are talking about the CIA and Hollywood, how Hollywood is used to shape public opinion, not only in America, but abroad, and how if you cross them, you might wind up like this one writer did, dead without your hands. I guess they said, you want to be a writer, huh? You type this stuff out. How can you do that without any hands? And then pitch the guy's car into the water. Nevertheless, before we go back to your calls, we're going to go to Sean in Austin, then we'll go to Benny in Florida. I want to point out that we have a special ProPure free shipping for January and 10% off. It's keyword water, and you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. That's on our full systems. That's the Traveler, the Nomad, the Big, and the King size. That's 10% off and free shipping, and that's just for the month of January. Let's go to Sean in Austin. Sean, you said you saw American Sniper?
Yeah, I just got back from CNN a little bit ago.
And what's your take?
It was, I wasn't sure what I was supposed to get out of it. Obviously he did a lot of crazy stuff, but they definitely did a good job of painting the Iraqis as savages, is what they actually called them in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thought was really interesting was before the movie, there was a preview for another film where all the police were turned into robots, like artificial intelligence robots.
Mm.
And there was one robot that had all these feelings and everything, and we were supposed to feel, like, empathy for this robot that they were hunting down. It almost seemed like they were trying to get us ready for artificial intelligence and robot police, things like that.
Well, they've been doing that for quite some time. I mean, go back to the original RoboCop. You know, you had Ed 209, and then you had RoboCop, which was kind of a singularity, if you will. I mean, he's half man, half robot. So they lay these things down, and, of course, that's part of what the CIA does with Hollywood. They lay these narratives down. If they're concerned about the global economy, as I mentioned earlier, the Saudis only had to maintain production in order to cause the price of oil to drop by half. Why is that? Because the global economy is in such severe decline. We've seen since 2011 commodities go down by 47%. We've seen commodities go down, a basket of commodities that Bloomberg tracks. It's about 26 different commodities. We've seen that go down 47% since 2011. 26% has come in the last few months, just in the last 6 months. A large part of that was oil, but it's all commodities are going down. At the same time, we see consumer prices going up. So we see deflation in a lot of commodities that are used if you're going to be building durable goods, if you're building infrastructure, if you're building manufacturing capacity. But, of course, we're seeing a kind of stagflation with consumer prices going up, but nobody building any infrastructure, and the economy continuing to go down, as the World Bank says, because of, in spite of the drop in oil. So when we look at this, Sean, one of the ways that they're going to respond to this, if we go into severe economic decline, if we go into depression, of course, that's going to be pushing for wars outside of the country as well as inside the country. So you see stories like American Sniper, where I guess they push American exceptionalism. We're supposed to follow this because it's our government, right or wrong. They don't talk about the cause of the wars. They don't talk about why we were there. Just this guy does what he does, and he's good at it. And we should all celebrate that, I guess. But when you look at what's happening with the police, certainly on the timeline, not too distant future, they're not going to need human police. They are going to have robot Ed 209s, and that's what we really need to be concerned about.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot easier to control a robot than a person, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just, I didn't really know what to take away from the American Sniper film, because it seemed like all they did was portray the Iraqis as savages and terrible people. You know, they never even talked about, like, a mission or a plan or anything like that. It was basically just going out and killing people, and their only justification was, protecting their own guys, which I can understand. But at the same time, it's like, if we don't have a plan, why are we even there?
Yeah, and the previous caller pointed out that he's watching a news report about the Twin Towers on September 11th. I mean, have they ever made a connection between that and Iraq? I mean, we were told there were weapons of mass destruction. We never heard anything about. We're still waiting for the explanation as to why Bush put us into that war. We've realized that a lot of the explanations that we were given were simply lies and manipulations. But I guess we're supposed to just go along with this and not have a problem, because whatever Chris Kyle did was something that needed to be done. And we need to all follow our government's orders and go to war wherever and whenever they tell us. Thanks, Sean. Let's go to Benny in Florida. You said you want to comment on today's stories. Go ahead.
Hey, David. How's it going? Can you hear me pretty well?
Yeah, I can hear you. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so just talking regarding the military, CIA influence in the media, I call movies like American Sniper like military worship, and it's like a new category nowadays.
Yeah.
And this is coming from a recovering 2 times Bush voter that I repented to God from now about what it did and what I helped influence with that vote or those votes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big problem.
So are you gonna vote for Jeb if he runs?
No, definitely not. And I'm actually I'm actually way far out now. I don't even know if I'm going to even vote or deregister or vote. I'm considering becoming stateless.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as that's concerned, you know, that's all just a ruse, and just to kind of all the people that are watching football right now, just to kind of saturate their subconscious. But it's not going to work on me.
It's amazing that we're going to, it appears, have choices of Mitt Romney and Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. Looks like those are going to be our choices as we come up. And it's like, can't we get somebody who hasn't been proven to be a part of criminal operations? I mean, you've got the Clintons' connections with the drug cartels in MENA, Arkansas. You've got the suicides that took place around them. Look at how many people died around them. And, of course, as we were talking about earlier, the Panama invasion and the many things that we've seen from both of the Bush administrations. I think the two words that ought to end the Jeb Bush candidacy are Terry Schiavo. So many people on the right want to support him. So many Christians want to support them. And yet they give them a free pass on arresting people who wanted to give this poor lady that was being essentially executed by a probate judge, arresting people who would come there trying to give her food, trying to give her even a drink of water. To me, that was one of the most criminal things I have ever seen. Because, you know, as Joseph Stalin said, the death of one person is a tragedy, the death of a million people is a statistic. It's hard to get your head around the massive numbers of people that have been killed with these drone assassinations and other things that were not necessary, the innocent civilians. But when you see one particular story like that, it's so touching to me to see somebody essentially starved to death and people who try to help her be arrested. And, of course, Jeb was governor. He could have stepped in and done something to stop that over that probate judge. And barring that, even his brother, who was president at the time, could have done something. We had Eisenhower step in for the integration situations. A lot of the schools stepped in over the authority of the governor there to try to make things peaceful as part of the civil rights movement. Certainly they could do this to help one individual, but they don't. We're going to be right back with your calls. Stay with us. We're going to be going to Lauren in Ohio and Tony in Missouri. We'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I want to go to the story about the jury nullification activists centered around the Silk Road trial that's going on in New York in just a few moments. We're going to first go to some of the people who've been holding on the line. And before we do, I just want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show has been brought to you by InfoWarsLife.com, the products that we have there. And right now we have a special for this month. the Essential Resolution Pack. This is something that's going to be ending soon. This is a powerful three-stage combination to strengthen and improve your body naturally. It's got three different products there at 48% off retail price. It's got OxyPower, Secret 12, that's a B12 supplement, and Super Male and Female Vitality to strengthen and support your natural essence. So you get three of those right now in a package that's 48% off to gain the edge to boost your success this year using natural supplements. That's at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com. As I mentioned, I want to go and to this story about jury nullification, because I think that's one of the key ways that we can individually take power back from the government, shut them down when they don't follow the law, when they step over the law. There's a very interesting story that's going on right now that's centered around the trial of the person who's accused of running the Silk Road website. But before we do, I want to go back to some of these callers who've been on hold for quite some time. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, go ahead.
Hey, David.
Hi.
Just with regard to the Hollywood, they're selling a new war to your children.
So, yes.
They use movies, they use schools for mass indoctrination, and everybody, deliberatedumbingdown.com, if you're not sure about it, Charlotte is her B-site, she'll explain it to you. That's a phone book, a size book, free on her website. You can read it.
Yes.
And it's the documents right out of the school. So the deal is, we're obeying the wrong people. It's time to do what God said. Come out of her, my people. The lie is the enemy, not, you know, some person. Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton are not going to save you. Voting for your life once every 2 years, this is not how you're going to beat these people. When you're talking about getting local, your family's what's local. So
yes,
we need to individually obey God. We got to keep our money in our pockets. Stop paying taxes you don't owe. Learn who owes money. The fruit of your labor, that's all you are. That if somebody else can control that, you're a slave.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you want to be half a slave, fine, but, and that's fair. Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So it's up to us. Keep your money in your pocket. Keep your children in your home. And boycott big business. When they start changing the technology, Samsung wants to look at you and listen to you, and you sign a disclaimer and still bring that TV in your house, shame on you. Same thing with the cell phone. Same thing with the, you know, we cannot keep bringing technology and participating in using this stuff. We need to boycott it. And then black market or individuals will start developing things that we want to buy again. Instead of us keeping obeying them as they, I mean, no wood-burning stoves, no smoke coming out of the stove. I mean, are you kidding me?
Absolutely. And I think one of the best ways that we can do that is if we happen to find ourselves in a jury. And unfortunately, juries have become such a rubber stamp for the government that most people don't even want to take their chances with the jury. But if the juries were functioning correctly, if people understood what they were really about, if they knew what their rights were, if they used their rights, then one person on a jury could shut down laws that are over the top, laws that they don't have any constitutional authority for. You know, Lauren, you were talking, you started talking about education and talking about the elections, how one person is not going to save you. I mean, certainly we've seen that. We've had a massive sea change with the GOP coming in. People thought they were going to make some policy changes, didn't do it. And on this topic of education, they just came out and said, we're going to remove some of the restrictions on states, some of the mandates at the federal level, which come with No Child Left Behind. And there were panicked articles from the Washington Post this week saying that could be the end of Common Core. Other people are saying it's only going to enforce Common Core. And the real issue is, who gave us No Child Left Behind? Of course, it was Republican George W. Bush who gave us No Child Left Behind. And if you set the standards, you're going to dictate the curriculum. When I educated my children, I did not teach to the test. We knew what the test was. We were not going to let them dictate what we taught to our kids. I didn't really care what they got on standardized tests. We weren't going to propagandize them with the curriculum that the government creates. And that's what people are going to have to do. They're going to have to take responsibility for themselves, for their families. They're going to have to take each other's backs on juries, understanding that they have the right to judge the law as well as the facts of the case. And judges don't want people to know that.
Well, true. And two things. We have to know what the schools are intended to do. These people don't mean your children well, number one. And God said to raise up your children, keeping them with you morning, noon, and night, teaching them the word of God, teaching them to walk in truth. Well, that's not what schools do. And you know that when you looked at the curriculum, you weren't going to put up with it. As a man and a father, you were going to do your job. The other thing is we need to understand that the Constitution is a body of negative law to limit the maids and the butlers. It's not to tell us as free men, free kings, what we can and cannot do. That's why that Bill of Rights is attached. Look at that Ninth Amendment. Don't skip that one. We go to the Tenth all the time talking about states' rights. Go to the Ninth. That's each man. And the fruit of your labor, what you produce with your own hand, that is money. That is wealth. And that actually should be what backs our economic system, not gold, not some artificial thing. And that's how come every time they blow these derivatives up and all this stuff, there's no labor backing whatever the gamble was. I bet oil goes lower. Well, you are taking real money to pay where there's no real asset has been produced. So our ignorance, when they said that they made the Obama go through, remember Grubering? When he said he made the Obamacare go through because they knew how ignorant the American people were in finance, that's because for five generations we've been in their schools where they're dumbing us down. So
right.
Let's stop blaming. Let's get ourselves busy. It's not hard. StopTheCrime.net. You guys need to have Deborah Tavares on again. And let's really get out there with their plans. They're bold enough to put the plans down in writing, and they're enacting them.
They put us all on the hook for their gambling again, putting the American taxpayer on the hook to insure the derivatives of banks after having removed it. It's only 6 years ago that we saw this whole thing blow up in our faces. So the first thing that the Congress does when it comes back from the elections is to sign us all up for the banker derivatives again. So we're all on the hook for that. It's going to be much bigger this time. Thank you so much, Lauren. I want to give some other people a chance to comment. Good call. Tony in Missouri, go ahead.
Hey, David, how are you?
Doing good.
All right. Listen, are you familiar at all with the constitutional amendment passed in Missouri in August, Amendment 5, which basically they laid out, said exactly that the right to own and possess a firearm in Missouri, according to our Constitution, now this amendment passed, is an unalienable right, and that the only time that the legislature could pass a law inhibiting somebody's right to have a firearm is if they were convicted of a dangerous felony, not just any old felony. It would have to fit the definition of a dangerous felony.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, or if they were a judge mentally ill. There's currently a case before the Missouri Supreme Court, Marcus Merritt, State of Missouri versus Marcus Merritt, where they're asking the Missouri Supreme Court for clarification on this on this very same issue. Now, listening to the oral arguments in this case, I can see that the Missouri Supreme Court is trying to find some way, since this is not a statute, it's a constitutional amendment, to get out of this mess. So what has been happening in Missouri is that every time somebody who has been convicted of a felony has been caught with a firearm since the passage of the 136 open case, the state of Missouri, if it happens to be a Democratic prosecutor, is passing it over to the federal government to prosecute about the federal statutes and dropping the Missouri case. And if it's a Republican prosecutor, they're keeping it in-house. The problem is that whenever, and then they're not prosecuting them, and they're not telling the federal government about it. The problem with that is that the statute specifically states, or not, the amendment, that Missouri has an obligation to defend this right and defend its citizens in the event of the federal government's intrusion. So really what you have is a double standard going on here in Missouri, and it's obscene. If you'll remember back a couple of years ago, it was the Missouri State Highway Patrol that released all
Hang
of
on, we got to go to a break, and we'll let you wrap this up and kind of summarize what the situation is here. But it appears that they're going to prosecute people in one venue or the other so that they can confiscate their guns regardless of what the people just said in the referendum. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with your call.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Live
Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I'm going to go back to your calls. Go to we've got a little bit more from Tony, Missouri, was telling us about some manipulations that are going on there with the government in terms of trying to overturn what the people just put through to protect gun rights. And we're also going to talk to Morgan in New York, Mark in Santa Cruz, Jeremy in Ohio. So stay with us. Before we do, and to give some context to some of this, I've been saying the whole program that we're going to talk about jury nullification, what's going on with the Silk Road trial in New York. They're using that as an example to try to educate people about not only their rights, but their duties as jurors. Now, what's happening up there is that we've got some activists. You can see this from the website Liberty Choir. They've got a lot of pictures of people who are, they put up billboards. They're standing there with signs. They've got signs that say, know your rights, Google jury nullification, good jurors nullify bad laws. And so this is the activity that's going on in Manhattan. Meanwhile, the judge who's presiding over this case, a Judge Forrest, Judge Catherine Forrest, is pretty upset about this. And so she's threatening to impose a secret jury on this case, the Silk Road case. She basically has said that unless they stop telling people about their rights, about what the real law is, then she's going to anonymize the jury. She's going to bust jurors in from a secret location, blocking their contact from the outside world. And, of course, the jurors won't be told that they're being protected from a 100% factual pamphlet about their indisputable rights. And I would say not only their rights, but their duty. Instead, they'll be thanking the judge for protecting them from some dangerous crime boss. Now, that's from the freethoughtproject.com giving us that summary. If you're not a subscriber to our free newsletter, that's the InfoWars Underground Insider, you wouldn't have seen this. This just came out last couple of days. What they don't want you to know about jury nullification, you can be more powerful than the government. And there's a couple of quotes in here from some of the founding fathers, as well as these two main points. Number one, as a grand juror, you can refuse the government's request to pursue criminal charges against the accused. Number two, as a trial juror, you can acquit the defendant who is charged with breaking unconstitutional laws. Or if you think that the law is valid, you think that they broke it, but you don't think somebody should go to jail for 10, 20 years because they were growing some marijuana in their closet, not selling it to anybody, not doing anything to harm anybody. If you think that the penalties, that the mandatory minimums are too draconian, you don't have to convict. You are the juror. The jurors are in charge, or should be. Yet they aren't, because the judges are playing games and lying to people. Listen to these two quotes. This is from the first U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice, John Jay. He said, the jury has the right to judge both the law as well as the facts in a controversy. And then this one from John Adams, who said, it would be absurd for jurors to be required to accept the judge's view of the law against their own opinion, their own judgment, their own conscience. That's the essence of jury nullification. That's why the founders of this country put so much stress upon the importance of jurors. Now, I want to go back to Tony in Missouri. Tony, you were talking a lot of details about what's going on in that law, but essentially it breaks down the fact that the people of Missouri wanted to protect guns from cavalier confiscation, only allowing that in the most serious convictions, and yet they're changing the venue of these cases to allow the federal government to take them in some cases. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And with 136 cases since August have been turned over to the federal government for prosecution, even though turning it over to the federal government violates our state constitution with that new amendment to the Constitution. In fact, if you read it, if you look at Amendment 5, it lays out that the state of Missouri, against all, have to defend its citizens whenever that right is challenged, which would mean that they would have to provide, if you read the amendment, that they would have to provide a defense for these folks in federal court.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just,
well, that's the problem, is that our Constitution is not a self-enforcing document. At some point, we have to do it. So we can have referendums, we can win in court, and yet we always see that this, in many cases, it turns out to the judiciary, a few politically appointed judges in most cases, are shutting down the will of the people. They're overruling the rule of law. They're not informing jurors of what their real rights and their real duties are. And that's why we need to educate each other about what our rights and duties are and execute those over and above the government. I think that the right way to attack this is to try to stand up at the state level, at the local level, because Washington has become so corrupt. And yet we see, as you're pointing out here in Missouri, we've got state officials who are cooperating with the government. Is that correct?
Cooperating
with the federal government is what I'm saying.
You have some of the state that's doing it and another part of the state that's not, and now it's before the Missouri Supreme Court. It's obscene, because as a citizen, you don't know which way to turn, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't know. you may be right under state law, but then you're wrong under federal law, and then you're being fed to the, you know, fed to the dogs. So
well, we've seen that with marijuana legalization as well. You have medical marijuana legalized in many states, and yet you'll have corrupt state officials working with the federal government to go around that state law and to throw people who were complying with the law locally, complying with state law, throw them in jail for incredibly long periods of time. That's why I think one of the best ways that we can shut this down, because I think the electoral system is thoroughly broken and gamed, the best way that we can do at this point is jury nullification. Yet people have seen jurors not do their duty for so long that many cases they're not willing to trust it to that. And certainly the lawyers are afraid to talk about jury nullification in most cases. Thank you, Tony. Let's go to Mark in Santa Cruz. As you're listening on KOMY 1324. 1340. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Super.
The best radio station around. Now, if any KOMY 1340 listeners here in San Jose, where I live, are not too busy tomorrow morning, I'm going to be in the Starbucks here in Santa Cruz on Pacific Ave about 20 minutes before the broadcast begins in my Steam Master shirt. I'm trying to gather some listeners together if they want to go door knocking, because I'm going to go for 3 hours, the Lord willing. And just knock on doors, simply asking them to tune into KOMY 1340.
That's great.
Come on out. All right. Yeah, and I believe Alex Jones is the only talk show that actually has ordinary listeners like myself and all the listeners telling people about the Alex Jones show, putting up billboards and so on. There's a reason for that. And there's a reason for that.
That's now, right. We try to give you the unvarnished news, and there's not any stories that we're not going to cover because that might offend somebody. I mean, certainly you're not going to hear most talk show hosts talking about how the CIA murders screenwriters, but that's important for us to understand where our government is. And it's really important for you to put that out there as an educational campaign, to put the billboards up, to hand out that stuff. That's great that you're doing that. Thank you for doing that. People need to understand that this is an information war. And like I said before, even just about juries, if people don't understand what their rights are, they don't have any rights. And once you understand what your rights are, you need to educate other people and you need to use your rights. Because if you don't know what they are, you don't use them, you don't have any rights. You're just a slave.
Yeah. And, you know, you guys are like the queen bees, but us listeners are like, bees are almost more important than the queen bees. So
absolutely.
All regular bees, be at the Starbucks tomorrow at 20 to 9 here in Santa Cruz on Pacific Ave.
All right,
and
good.
Now, I'd like to talk about Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was, we know that was a big lie. And Bill Clinton got his second term. He owed his second term, he said, his words, not mine, to the anti-terrorism legislation that was passed as a result of Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were told, well, McVeigh was angry for Waco, right, David?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Now, think this through. If McVeigh was angry because of Waco, he's not going to kill innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to do that. So that right there proves it's a big lie.
Oh, there was an excellent documentary about that. And, of course, you know, just finding his license plate just happened to be found, just like they just found the wallet of one of these Parisian shooters, one of the Charlie Hebdo shooters. It's very interesting how these things just turn up so they can solve these crimes very quickly and blame them on one individual. And, of course, Eric Holder was very much a part of the Oklahoma City investigation. And so it just keeps coming around, doesn't it? Thanks. Let's go on to good luck with that literature handout tomorrow. Let's go on to Morgan in New York.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I've been a Prison Planet TV member since 2008. I just want to say that I'm very pleased with the support that I've given to this media operation, and I'm so happy with the TV and the way the website's really developed. And,
well, thank you, Morgan. I really appreciate that, and we really appreciate your support. We really can't do it without people like you helping us, and I really appreciate people like Mark who are trying to educate the other people. As he pointed out, you really are the worker bees, even though we can put the
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share,
air and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.